Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Kerry, thank you very much for taking the time to come and chat with us about Children's Hospice Week next week. And I think it is fair to say that for a lot of people, when it comes to children's palliative care, or perhaps even adult palliative care, and when the word hospice comes into the equation, our thoughts automatically go to perhaps the last days, the last few weeks. But what you're trying to get out with Children's Hospice Week next week is that is not necessarily the case when it comes to palliative care, is it?
Precisely. We've actually done some research recently that showed that approximately 70% of the people surveyed weren't aware that palliative care can be given to children with life-limiting conditions right throughout their illness, from diagnosis right through to end of life, which can often be for children many number of years. So the majority of those surveyed believed that it is really only for end of life care, and a significant number of people weren't sure at all.
And therefore, for a lot of children, when you talk about care needed for years, that requires and demands a lot of support, which is where you come in.
Exactly, exactly. So and the earlier that we can get involved with a family, often the better, and the longer that we can continue to provide support throughout their journey. So the earlier that referrals come into us, we can have our dedicated range of support, which covers, I suppose, five key elements of hospice care. So it's not just purely around the end of life is one key element. We offer bereavement support for the entire family after a child has passed away. But also throughout the journey, we offer planned short break respite, which allows kind of the families to come in and recharge their batteries. We offer specialist symptom management. So if a child's condition is deteriorating at a particular point in time, we can offer specialist support there from our clinical nurses. And then additionally, we have a full range of family support, ranging from play therapy, music therapy, occupational and physiotherapy, our psychologist, dietitian, we have social work. So a full range of support that can meet the entire family's needs, not just the child with the life-limiting condition. And so over the entire journey, we tailor our packages of care. So it's very much focused on each individual child and family's needs at that particular point in time. And we tailor our supports around that.
And how many children and how many families would you generally be taking care of and offering support to?
We currently are providing care to more than 340 families and children with life-limiting conditions. But that includes, I suppose, our bereaved families, who will continue to avail of supports from Laura Lynn in the months and years following their child's bereavement. But as I say, it's the entire family support. And so since the hospice opened in 2011, and over that period of time, we've cared for over 570 children and their families.
And I'm sure those families and the children too would probably say that they don't know how they could have gotten through it and continue to get through it without you and without the support that you give. Obviously, Kerry, this costs money.
It does. And we're extremely grateful. Firstly, we received some state funding for the first time last year, which is about a third of our operating costs, which was fantastic. But we are still hugely reliant on the generosity of the Irish public to support the care that we do provide. So we do need to fundraise 2/3 of our annual operating costs. So we're continually reliant on that generosity, which I have to say the Irish public have shown not just throughout the pandemic, but since our opening in 10 years, we've had fantastic support. So we're so grateful that continues. It was approximately 5 million last year that we had to raise. So we had 1.5 million in receipts from statutory funding, and the remaining 2/3, as I say, had to be fundraised.
Okay, so next week then, as part of Children's Hospice Week, not only are you trying to get the word out and educate people on what palliative care and what the Children's Hospice actually does and the supports that you provide, but also you want to encourage people to help you and to support you as much as they possibly can. So what exactly is going on?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would direct people to our website, so www.lauralynn.ie. And that will give lots of information in terms of how people can get involved. You can donate directly online. We have a number of Facebook challenges in particular that people can get involved with throughout the year. there's lots of other incentives. You can chop off your hair and donate the proceeds of funds raised from that. There's lots of different ways that you can get involved in fundraising activities. But as you say, it's also about raising awareness. So even if people can, you know, follow our social media tweets and like and share and really get the word across about what Laura Lynn does and how we can support children and families across Ireland.
And next week's Children's Hospice Week has a particular theme as well, doesn't it? The little moments. So what exactly does that entail?
So I suppose one of the key things that Laura Lynn tries to do to support families is giving them time really to spend together as a family. So for most people, life is full of little moments, and we often take these for granted, whether it's going out for coffee, going for a walk in the park, a trip to the shop. But for most of Laura Lynn families, these little moments aren't something that they can often enjoy together because either the busy caring schedule or the vulnerability of their child. So Laura Lynn, I suppose, gives the family time by taking care of the big things in terms of the medical needs of the child. It allows the parents to focus on just being mum and dad rather than carers, and it allows siblings to just be, you know, little big brother and sister, and giving the time and space for the family to enjoy special moments, little things. It's often, you know, the things that we often take for granted, yeah, but can be such a special thing for a family. The legacies really that the families will treasure long after the child has sadly passed away.
Well, you provide an absolutely phenomenal service, it has to be said. So again, Kerry, if anybody wants to find out any more information about what they can do, how they can offer support and how they can educate themselves, it's all on the website lauralynn.ie. Kerry McLaverty, who is the CEO of Laura Lynn, thank you very much for coming to chat with us on the show this week, and I wish you the very best of luck with Children's Hospice Week next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.